curious how long this presentation is supposed to last.
As much time as you guys have.
Over a sweeper?
Huh?
I mean, that much time to demonstrate the sweeper?
Well, it does a variation of stuff.
It sweeps, right?
Hell yeah, it sweeps.
What else does it do other than sweeping? And how much does this thing cost?
Well, that I'm going to go over with you guys at the end of it.
No, I mean, I need to know up front, how much does this cost?
It will cut, the whole thing's $1,699.
$1,699.
Right.
For a sweeper.
No.
$1,699. I don't know about you, but this is the wrong neighborhood to go try to sell a sweeper for $1,600, because most of us can't even get through our rent.
Right. Now, I realize that. Now, we don't expect to sell it. That's not our goal. Our goal is just to show it.
That's a bunch of bullshit, because the only purpose of being a salesman going someplace is to sell something. That's the whole point of marketing.
Well,
how can a business survive and make money if someone's not selling? That's the whole point of a business. That's just a bunch of propaganda you use to get in someone's door. That's what they teach you in the classrooms, that you got to get in the house and you got to get people to listen to you. Else you can't sell the sweeper. That's the whole point of getting someone's house.
Right, I realize that. But for me personally, I go and show it. When I go into houses, a lot of people haven't even heard of it. So I'm basically here to educate them about what it does, how it works, and stuff like that. My mind's not really focused on, you know, how I'm going to sell it. You know, that's not my focus.
But that's how you make your money, right? You sell the sweeper.
Right. But if they buy it, that's totally fine. Yeah. I don't...
Now, obviously, you can't force it to someone if they don't have the money, but what I'm saying to you is you can't come into a household and not care about what someone's going to think about your product and not even, we're just showing it to people.
Right.
That's not true. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of everyone's time. But if you really don't think you're going to make any money, you don't do it.
You don't know that.
But this is the wrong neighborhood to go to try to sell someone a $1,600 sweeper. For us, thinking anything over $50 is ridiculous. A sweeper can last me 10 years for $50. Why would I spend $1,600 on a sweeper? I could spend $1,600 on a laptop, which I could do tons of things with. I could buy books for my kids. But $1,600 to pick up dirt off the floor?
Well, a lot of people haven't even seen a Kirby, haven't seen what it does.
I've seen dirt swept off the floor before.
Right. But the new one, there's a whole bunch of
dudes. But you sweep stuff off the floor. And what else can you do? Does it give you blowjobs? And I don't understand. What else does this sweeper do other than sweep?
One, I mean, yeah, you can get the dirt off the floor. And two, like all four vacuums that sweepers I showed her, you know, Jennifer, Kirby does all four of those in one, along with an air compressor, along with being able to unclog sinks, dust with it. I mean, there's a whole line of stuff that it does. And when I showed the price sheet...
Let me ask you this. Would you spend $1,600 on something that's going to pick up dust off your floor? Would you spend that much money yourself?
If I
mean, that's the price of a car for some people.
I have my own.
Well, I would expect so if you're a salesman for it. But I'm saying, I'm sure you didn't spend that much to get yours, did you? Probably not. If you're a salesman for the company, you probably have hookups and, you know.
No, they didn't give it to me for free.
Well, I'm sure you didn't spend $1,600 on it, did you?
Well, I'm still making payments.
Making payments.
Right.
Think about that. People make payments on their house. People make payments on their car. Payments on a sweeper? It doesn't make sense.
But people think this is an ordinary sweeper, which is not.
Well, I understand. It's a $1,600 sweeper. That's unordinary. But I find it hard for myself to spend $60 on things that I really want. I didn't have a sign on my door that said, please come and try to sell me a $1,600 sweeper. I'd like a computer. If you could come in here and try to sell me a $1,600 computer, I want a badass computer. If I wanted that and you walked to my door and said, hey, I want to sell you this computer, I'd be like, you know what? I just don't got the money for this. So as a salesman, you got to step up right away and say to yourself, do these people even have money to buy what I'm trying to sell them? You assess that pretty quick.
Well,
you got to understand.
Well, see, that's not something that we're really worried about.
Otherwise you're wasting your time and you're wasting other people's time.
We're placing judgment.
Judgment's part of life. There's nothing wrong with making judgments about people. You walk into a house and you see bookshelves that are all over the place and you got to make a judgment. Someone here must read. You got to make judgments in life.
And I realize that. But I'm saying you can't really judge a book by its color.
So you've got to be perceptive on things. And people in an apartment complex on the west side of Columbus, people in here are not going to have the money to spend on that unless there happened to be an old lady who just was a little naive and you just happened to make her feel like, okay, maybe I should spend this money when she really shouldn't.
Well, when I go into a house, I don't expect them to buy it. Now, What all it does is I get paid $50 for each hour, for each show. That $50 goes towards my tuition. And then also...
I've heard people involved with groups where that was just a catchphrase they used to get people to feel a little bit like, maybe I'm doing someone else some good. And it really wasn't part of the way the scheme really was.
That is going on. Yeah. We do, most of our people that we have are going to be starting college, and people ask me, well, what college you going to go to? I told them Ohio State.
Well, what are you going to study then?
I'm going to be a paramedic.
A paramedic?
Yeah. And I told them, I said, I really don't want to start right now. I want to be able to build my tuition up. But see, what I'm doing, I'm building up the tuition, so that way I can see, because I've done a lot, so that way I pitch in money on my own to also help for my tuition. So that way I can speed it up and get in there and get my degree. And that's basically my main goal, to show people how it works. And basically, free vacuum, you get your carpet vacuum for free.
But if you wanted to show someone how it works, don't you think you would have just come in here and swept the floor real fast, demonstrated it right away? And if the person really was impressed, people are like, I don't care about that stuff. I mean, who's going to care? Does it sweep and does it really impress me when I see it? My floor is pretty crappy, and you can see dirt all over the place, but I got four kids running around here at all times, and I could use your sweeper 5 times a day. By the end of the day, my floor is still going to look like shit. And let me tell you why. It's because the kids. You can't. The sweeper ain't going to follow the kids around all day.
Right, I realize that.
Well, that's just one more little point. We're not going to buy a sweeper. We don't got the money for that.
And I don't expect you to buy a sweeper.
And can you honestly sit here and think the sweeper is going to impress these people? I can understand that it's probably a fine piece of machinery, probably 10 times better than the sweeper we got, but I've been pretty happy with the sweeper I got.
And about every house I go to, they are impressed with the curtain, just with the way it works, because some vacuums, they don't even get down to the pattern. The curtain does, it creates an air pocket, the whole carpet, and yeah, it gets every single...
I'm sure it does. Who honestly, truly cares about that depth of dirt in their floors? This isn't Upper Arlington, this isn't Dublin. Our carpet right here is worth nothing. Look at it. You could not sell this carpet.
Right.
It's a piece of shit carpet. It's going to stay that way for the next 10 years.
I mean, if it was brand new, yeah, you would sell it. But it's not brand new.
Even if it was brand new, I would not buy this sweeper because I got kids. I'm not going to spend this much money on something to keep my floor that clean when my floor is not going to stay clean. Maybe I should get over to your guys' business and try to sell you guys a website or something, you know, or some of my services. Or sit here and try to impress you with what I can do. You could care less.
Now, the college thing, that's not a scheme. That's the odd truth. I go to every house, and my company will pay me. They don't pay me that day, but they keep it in a fund, and they keep track of each person's sales.
So you're telling me that no matter what, you're going to get those $50 for every single visit to your tuition, no matter what, no matter how many things you do or do not sell?
No matter what.
So if you,
as long as I do a presentation.
But say in 2 years you never make one sale, but you did 100 presentations. Are they going to give you $5,000 tuition?
They'll still give you that.
And you didn't make one sale?
Right.
Do you honestly believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bad business decision from their point of view. The whole point of commission sales is make sure people sell. And if they don't sell, then...
And also, Kirby's are one of the very popular vacuum. A lot of people own a Kirby. There's a lot of people that don't. And that's really where the whole commission... So I'm not really here like to sit here and dry your pockets. I don't do it. I'm just here because each model we come out with, it's not the same as the last. So, I mean, there's something new every time they make one. If they make one in 2005, they'll have something newer to it than what Dr. G has today. Will never be identical at all. You know, doing the presentation doesn't cost you $1.
Well, obviously it doesn't cost us a dime because it's not going to give us the money, but it's all about the entire ethics of going to people's houses and trying to sell them a sweeper for $1,600. Hey, it just doesn't make any sense. If the product was really worth that much, they wouldn't have to pay people like you $50 just to go show it to people. Just think of if they were to lower that price to, say, $600 or whatever is a reasonable thing, they wouldn't have to pay you. Well, hell, if they brought it down to $100, they could put it in a store and people could buy it. What's the percentage of homes that you go to that they actually buy a Kirby? What percentage was it? Out of every 20 homes, how many people buy it?
Let's go on a national
And this is the national...
I'm talking about you specifically right now. How, out of 20, how many people actually buy the $1,600 sweeper?
I'd say about eight.
So eight people bought it, and the business spent $1,100 to you just to show it to everybody. They could drop the price of the Kirby a percentage, and I bet you'd get, I don't know what.
But see, you'll never find the Kirby in a store.
Why?
Why
not?
Because you can only get it at home demonstration. This is not...
Other sweepers are sold at stores. It doesn't make sense to say this cannot be.
Right, it's just like a rainbow. You're not going to find that in a store.
Yeah, but a rainbow cannot be in a store. I could pick this up. I could walk to a store and set it in the store, and it would be in the store. I can't do that to a rainbow.
Right, but see...
It's because that's their marketing.
Just how their company's set up. They're not going to sit there and sell it in a store because they've already got their points marked.
Because the average consumer is smart enough to say, man, why in the world would I spend this much money on a frickin' sweeper? Who cares about how awesome it sucks? Who cares about how many percentage-wise... Most of us schmoes in this world, we sweep our floor and we get all the white stuff off. We're happy, man. Like, oh, my floor looks nice. We're not going to get down and measure little graphs and put our noses in the carpet and suck and see if I got dust in my nose. We don't care. We got a sweeper. We got our $50, $100 sweeper, and we're happy. Most people in this world could care less about spending $1,600 on a sweeper. And there are people in this neighborhood, I can tell you right now, $1,600 is over probably 10% of their yearly income. Why would they want to spend that much money on a friggin' sweeper? It doesn't make sense. Would you spend 10% of your yearly income on something to sweep your floor?
No.
That's the income level you're looking at when you come to this side of town in this area. That's the kind of how it is. How's it going, Greg?
Not too bad. Got beer?
Yeah. Would you like some?
Oh, no, I can't drink all that water.
But I have a hard time just because I'm just being an ass. I mean, I'm just how I am. You know, me and my money, we get along real well, and I don't spend $1,600.
I mean, yeah, everybody likes money. I mean, that's...
Obviously, Kirby likes money, too. $1,600. You want to spend $1,600 on a sweeper? You know anybody who would?
I tried to sell them, too, for all about a week in training. Then the trainer guy said, hey, whoever sells the most sweepers this weekend gets a free TV and a beer. A case of beer. I'm like, cool. I brought it back. I went home, cleaned my house with it, and brought it back.
I got nothing wrong with you. I mean, I got friends and family who tried to sell these things. I'm just giving you a hard time, man.
If you can make money off of it, more power to you. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go in somebody's house and then be like, hey, you want a sweeper? Really expensive one? You know, how you can go out and...
Well, how much was ours, Jenny?
$70.
$70. And when we got this thing and I plugged it in, I'm like, damn, the nice sweeper. That's what I thought. In fact, I told her how much I liked our sweeper. And when she said $70, I'm pretty happy. I hope no one else in the neighborhood gives you this hard of a time. I'm just an asshole. Ask him. He hates me playing cards with him.
You just happen to pick the right place to do this. But you're kicking yourself in the ass right about now. Coming here,
No, not really.
I would be.
Can you come over and get it?
Well, it's up to you.
Whether we're going to buy it or not?
No, whether you want to see it.
If they want to see it, they're fine. But to have a person that I see a car that one else is masturbating over, and I could care less. It's just a car. If it gets me from A to B, I'm happy with it. Do you want to see the presentation, Jenny?
Are you going to continue to be an asshole?
Are you wanting to see the presentation?
I have to go to work at 4:30 in the morning. No, I have got to go to sleep.
I think that... trying to make a living like everyone else in this world.
Tell you what, if you can do it, you can make some damn good money doing it.
I've done it.
How much do you make in a year selling these?
I probably make close to 75 grand.
75 grand?
I get $300 commission off each sale.
You make 75 grand a year and you still want to be a paramedic? They probably make about 22 grand a year.
I'm not going to do a paramedic full time, so I'm going to switch on and off.